Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
Well, that's where we are at the Port Huron Yacht Club. Thanks to all those sponsors and also Liona Local 1075 for making these broadcasts possible this week. We are here with the Commodore of the Port Huron Yacht Club, Chuck McMillan. Commodore, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. What does it mean to be the Commodore of the Port Huron Yacht Club?
Well, first of all, it's a great honor to carry on the tradition. You know, people ask me, what do you have to do to become a Commodore? And I jokingly say, put up your hand in a meeting, you know. But it's a lot of commitment. We require that people spend a couple of years on the board mm-hmm. to get to know the place. And then you run through a series of positions, as we call running through the flags. So the first year that you make the flags, you're the rear Commodore, mm-hmm. and you run the race program. So that means every time you see the boats out there, rear Commodore has sat down, written up sailing instructions for that. They put together a notice of race so people know when, where the race is, and so on. And then at the end of the day, they collect all of the times that are kept and put them in the computer and all that. So it's and set up a schedule, I mean, everything that's yeah. related to the race program. And then the second year, as rear Commodore, you run the bar, which is a huge responsibility. It's like a full-time job in itself. And also, you run the we have for our members, they can sign out the ballroom upstairs for events, you know, weddings, wedding showers, that type of thing, celebrations, and they're in charge of that and setting up bars for that and so on, all the ordering for the bar. And you also run the whole Mackinac Week celebration. So you do all the planning. You have to recruit over 350 people, positions to fill, to sell tickets, to, you know, staff the bars and things like that. And so that is, again, a huge job. That's the biggest year. And then the next year you're Commodore, and you're essentially the president of the club. And so you run the meetings, any discipline issues that need to be taken care of. You you know, just kind of make sure things run smoothly make sure things are going good in the club.
So they always say at the Port Huron Yacht Club, you know, the members make it happen, right?
Yeah, they sure do. You know, we're a completely volunteer club. In fact, if you're ever down by the yacht club, you drive by, you see that building sitting there, that was built by the members. And, you know, we have, I jokingly said to somebody in a bar in Mexico a couple years ago, yeah, we're a blue-collar yacht club. And they laughed at me, and they said, that's a contradiction of terms. And I said, no, you don't understand. Like, we have, you know, people who are fairly well-to-do and that sort of thing in the club. We've got a lot of, you know, plumbers, electricians, you know, pipe fitters. Whatever needs to be done around this club, we've got somebody who does it. And you see those people over there cleaning up the bar. They're here as volunteers cleaning up. Everybody, every position you see staffed in Mackinac Week, all volunteers. We don't have to pay anybody to do anything around this place. So,
yeah, to own one of those big sailboats out there, yeah, you've got to be pretty well-to-do. But to be a crew member on one of those boats, anybody can do that.
Yeah, when you look at those 70-footers across the water there, yes, that is something. But you look at the ones on this side of the river, some of those are not expensive at all to have and to run. And, you know, and it is a very accessible sport. I mean, it does require a little bit. But here's the other thing, too, about Port Huron Yacht Club, best-kept secret, maybe. Mm-hmm. It is very inexpensive to keep a boat here. I mean, and the reason why is because we don't have to pay any staff. Everybody does everything. We launch our own boats. We run our bar. We do everything like that. And so anything we bring in goes towards the club, and it helps keep membership dues low. It helps keep boating dues low. I even say it's the cheapest place to drink in the Great Lakes. You know, our bar prices are amazingly low. So, you know.
By the way, the Port Huron Yacht Club is known throughout the whole sailing community, and I've heard stories of people that have been outside the U.S. somewhere, and they see a Port Huron Yacht Club flag up at another yacht club.
It's a tradition in sailing that when you travel, you take a burgee or two mm-hmm. from your club, and when you visit another yacht club, you check and see, and if they don't have your burgee there, then you exchange burgees with them. You bring one of theirs back to your club, and you give them one of ours. We were down in the Virgin Islands a few years ago, and we went to the Bitter End Yacht Club, and it had been destroyed by a hurricane a couple years before. And they were just rebuilding, and they had, you know, the bar was up and running again. Some of the stores were up and running again. And we went in and we took a Burgee line. And we were the first ones to give them another Burgee because all they got is blew away in the hurricane, you know. But so it is kind of a tradition. And when you go to another club, you always look around to see if your Burgee's up there. Funny story, Sandy Svoboda, who's the Commodore BYC this year, early on when we were at a Commodore's ball, we were talking, and I said, are we supposed to be friends or enemies, you know, because you know, sometimes some of our sailors feel they get a bit short shift from the BYC people. And anyway, and we decided we're going to be friends. So she invited me down one time, and Carol and I were down for the, Fox 2 was going to be covering the race, and we were down to meet the Fox 2 crew and things like that. And Carol was looking around the bar, and she said, I don't see a PHYC Burgee there. And so she said, well, you better bring us one then next time. She said, maybe nobody ever dropped one. I said, what are the odds? You know,
right.
We've had a club for 103 years now. You've been running this race for 102 years, and nobody's ever thought to exchange a Burgee. You know?
Isn't that wild?
But anyway, so we did bring one down and made sure they got a new Burgee to put up in their club. So, yeah.
It is a great partnership between Port Huron and Bayview, isn't it?
You know, they do so much work putting this race together, mm-hmm. and it's such a fantastic race. Think of it, 102nd year of running this race, and they do so much work doing that. But of course, they are down in downriver, mm-hmm. and so therefore they don't have access to this beautiful lake that we have, number one. And then also we've got just the perfect spot to host the party, and it's party central during Mackinac Week here at Port Huron Yacht Club, and so we are very happy to share that with them. This year, for the first time in a few years, we're having the registration back at PHYC. The last few years they've held it at the college or down at the gazebo down by the old fire station and that sort of thing. This year I said, no, I want you guys to come back to Port Huron Yacht Club. So we're going to have them set up on Friday out in the main tent with their registration. And like I say, Sandy and I have been working together really closely. The fun thing, too, when I presented the flag, and she said, I mentioned something about we've been working very well on the Port Huron to Mackinac race. And Sandy said, oh, by the way, it's actually called the Bayview to Mackinac race. And I said, well, and where does it start from again? She said, Port Huron. I said, arrest my case. Uh-huh. And then, of course, add, you know, the icing to the cake. When I passed over the Burgee, I said, and in honor of sportsmanship and friendship and camaraderie, I present this Burgee to, what's the name of your club again?
She'll be here tomorrow along with other Commodores from other yacht clubs for the Commodores party.
Yes,
describe what that party is
so,
like.
And I heard yesterday, I think somebody was telling me, it was not originally a Commodores party. But then somebody else said, well, yes, it was. But anyway, what it is, every year we host a party here on boat night. And it begins, it's open to members only, basically, mm-hmm. and invited guests. And we have the club all decorated up and all set to go. And we shut down the club and we have the people come in and we'll have some food and we'll have some drinks and so on. And it's just a chance for us to thank the members for being a member and to thank them for all that they do for the club. And so they come out and we have a reception line set up and they come through and we greet them all as they come through. And then they get a chance to just hang out and be treated to, you know, some free drinks and, you know, some food and that sort of thing. And it's a really nice thing. And so we're looking forward to it. My wife has been working on that. Carol has been working with her committee. And she's got some great people who've been doing this for years. And they've got everything so well organized. I'm really excited to see it happen. So, yeah.
What time do the family night festivities begin tonight?
So tonight, I should have brought my schedule with me. let me think. Family night activities. Well, we're open throughout the day. So,
okay.
The band starts, I want to say, 7:30, 8 o'clock, okay. Something like that, through till midnight. And they play till midnight. And I think we open up the ticket sales around 7:30, and I think the bar opens up 7:30, 8 o'clock. And you know, come earlier though, mm-hmm. stroll the grounds, so we'll be open then, and we're done at 12 o'clock. The last call is about 11:45 or something like that, and we close at 12, and then tomorrow for boat night we are a similar situation, except the gates will open at 7:30. And because we'll be in our cocktail party from 5:30 mm-hmm. to 7, and then people have to get the time to change and get out there and take their stations. But it's open, and then we have, tonight we have Los Gringos playing out in the tent, which, you know, fan favorites around mm-hmm, here, everybody
for sure.
loves them.
Yeah.
And tomorrow night we have the Gobies. And again, it's a Port Huron tradition. They've been playing here for years.
Yeah.
And I ran into somebody recently, I think somewhere around Port Huron, and we were talking about the Yacht Club, and they it's like old home week, you know, like we come back and all our high school friends are there, and it's our reunion, you know, that mm-hmm. we have every year. So yeah, it's pretty special.
Fun stuff. Yeah. If there's somebody listening that says, oh, I've always wanted to sail, but I don't have a sailboat, I don't really know anybody with a sailboat, they do have an opportunity to learn how to sail, don't they?
They do. You know, I was mentioning it to somebody the other day, I grew up in Kingston, Ontario, which was the sailing capital of Canada. When they had the Olympics in 76, which I'm old enough to remember, they built an Olympic Harbor there, and they had all the sailing events in Kingston. And I would see sailboats out on the lake as a young kid and kind of wonder about them and what's that all about? What's that like out there? For me, it was only rich people who did that, you know, and I had no idea how I could get on a boat or whatever. And it wasn't until much later in life when I was living in Nova Scotia and teaching down there, and some of my buddies used to rent sailboats on the weekend and go sailing, and I got hooked my first time on a boat mm-hmm. and ended up buying a boat down there and so on. But so what we've done is we've created a Learn to Sail program here, and we run it in the spring. And people come out, and we usually do two lessons a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays. You come in, and we do a half-hour lesson. So we'll teach you, you know, boat parts. We'll teach you the points of sail. We'll teach you how to tack, how to jibe, all mm-hmm. those things. And you get a little bit each day. And when you have the half-hour lesson, then one of our members takes two, three people out on their boat along with one of their crewmen. So they've got, you know, somebody on board who knows what's happening. And they teach them and let them practice the skills that they've learned in that class. And then I'm always given a sales pitch, you know, when I'm bringing people back mm-hmm. from the sale. If you like this, you know, we take in new members every month, you know, come and talk to us, come meet us, you know, we'd love to see you join. And you know, that is really important to us to create the sailing culture around here and to get it going, because, you know, we're all getting older and our demographic is starting to creep up there mm-hmm. In age. And some of the boats sit at the dock all year because people can't find crew. And so we need to develop the crew that's there. So, yeah, so check out our we do that in the conjunction with the city of Port Huron. And they do the registration. Whether you're a member or not, you can sign up for it. And it's a great program. It's a great program we've got going. So,
Chuck, congratulations on being the Commodore of the Port Huron Yacht Club.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy it. Enjoy the weekend.
Okay, I will do my very best. I think I'll enjoy next week even better.
I bet you will. Big sigh of relief.
Yeah, exactly.
Chuck McMillan with us, the Commodore of the Port Huron Yacht Club here on WPHL. Let's check weather real quick.